It pays to walk around the International Food and Drinks Fair because now, finally, I have found another kindred spirit in the chocolate world. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is reporting, as you know, primarily about coffee. But as of late, I've discovered that the cocoa bean is not even such a distant cousin from the coffee bean. It is a true cousin. I'm here with Tamara. She's manning the stand of Colombian... No, Ecuadorian. Oh my God, made a mistake already. But that's all right, because cocoa beans do come from Colombia as well. And they come from Peru, as I've discovered as of late. But here we are. And I tasted some, let me see, what percentage was the first one I tasted? 85%?
85% and 100%.
And then I've actually never tasted 100%. And it is still smooth, I would say,
yes. But
it is more or less on the dry side. Am I right in saying this?
Yes, it is. Yeah, you do need a glass of water, perhaps, after the first tasting.
But the palate gets used to it
very, very quickly.
And
I really like it now. At first when I tried it, I was like, oh, this is too dry. But now I absolutely love it. And when I try an 85%, I think, oh, that's really sweet in comparison. Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about you, because you've got some French. No, some...
Oh, yes. My mother's Swiss. And
Swiss.
My mother-in-law is Finnish. And I've always, every Christmas, we get boxes of the Swiss chocolate, milk chocolate, Finnish chocolate. It's very milky. And I just can't really tolerate it anymore. I love the dark chocolate now. I've got a refined palate.
That's right. And how did you get into dark chocolate?
Well, I've always preferred dark chocolate, but I helped out a chocolate show last October, the International Chocolate Awards, helped out and met Santiago, the founder of Bakari, and basically he sort of employed me as a sales rep for the UK.
For the UK?
Yes.
Fantastic. So he came over for that particular show.
Yeah, he won lots of awards. The banana-flavoured, covered banana... Chocolate-covered banana won a gold, and
yeah.
70% raw won a gold.
So, okay.
And it's about well-regarded chocolate in the chocolate world. There's a couple of famous chocolatiers that use it. Paul Young and Damien Alsop, they use it in their chocolate.
Okay.
Ganache.
Yeah. So. You know, why I'm fascinated about chatting to you is because I've stopped and attempted to talk to some people who are distributing chocolates, and all they could tell me is it's Belgian chocolate. And I said, yes, it might be Belgian chocolate, but what about the origin of the cocoa bean?
Yes.
They didn't know, and they weren't interested.
Yeah.
But you know what Ecuadorian cocoa bean is all about. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's the best cacao beans, and it's all bean to bar, packaged there and distributed from Cambridge.
Fantastic. No. Wow, that's good. And so where can I buy your coffee?
You can buy it in Whole Foods and Planet Organic and smaller independent health food shops.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Earth.
Okay, because it is organic, so it kind of ticks the boxes of health food shops.
Yes.
And now, do you know the benefits of cocoa?
Well, it's full of antioxidants, and traditional chocolate makers will roast their bean around 90 degrees, whereas Bakari won't exceed over 44, so he doesn't... You know, fry all the goodness, roast all the goodness out of it, so it retains antioxidants, amino acids, actually helps with depression. According to a mental health worker that I spoke to the other day, they're actually now prescribing dark chocolate to their patients.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's true. I mean,
with depression.
Yeah. But also, let's bring it back to the coffee bean. Roasting is very important. Actually, not to take the roast too far.
Exactly.
So it was very interesting what you said about the process of processing the cocoa bean. So Tamara, thank you very much for your time, and
thank you
for letting me taste this beautiful, beautiful Bakari Ecuadorian organic chocolate. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is liking this.